I'm Joe Cazera. This is KXT 91.7. We're very excited to have some special guests in the studio with us this afternoon. Unlike most bands, Rogue Wave began its life as the result of an existential crisis. Zach Rogue left the Bay Area after the dot-com bust to record a few songs in New York with a friend, and he returned with Rogue Wave's first album and started the band that has survived not only the challenges of the road and the music business, but also various personnel changes and the health issues of its two longest-standing members, Zach Rogue and Pat Spurgeon. Their latest album, and their fourth, by the way, is Permalite, and has just been released, and they're in town to perform at The Loft tonight. Zach, Pat, welcome to KXT.
Thank you
for having us.
So talk about this existential crisis, if you could.
Which one? The one that started the project known as Rogue Wave.
Right.
I was on a path where I thought, you know, I needed to go to college, get the job, support the family, you know, do all those sorts of things that I was indoctrinated into thinking were the way I was supposed to go. And then when the bubble burst back when, I realized that I wasn't really doing what I wanted to do anymore. And so I started working on writing music and recording music. And, that became our first record. And I decided at the time that my life was better served playing music than, corporate life, you know.
So, making money.
Yeah. Yeah, foolishly making money.
Well, how about a song to start us off?
Okay.
Is that okay with you? Yeah. Other half?
Yes.
Other health problemed half? All right, we're going to play a song called Good Morning, even though it's the afternoon. You all right? You ready?
It's good morning somewhere.
Yeah. Guten Morgen. Okay. Yeah. One, you know. Okay. One, two, three, four.
Isn't what it used to be. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Do you think that we like to take our orders from fools? They're so behind. They're so behind. So they ordered up a love machine. Directions to your house were demanding. Now I've got security. I long to let your hair fall around me. Fall around me. To me. It always is, always a sign. To me. Your love always is, always a sign. To me. Love always is, always a sign to me. The future isn't what it used to be. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Most of us live on boats and luxury. We're so confined. We're so confined. You know that I was born so late. You know that they've been late all around me. All around me. To me. It always is, always a sign. Future. machine. Directions to your house were demanding. Now I got security. I long to let your hair fall around me. Fall around me. To me. It always is, always the sign. To me. Your love always is, always the sign. To me. Your love always is, always the sign. To me. Your love always is, always the sign.
Rogue Wave joins us live here in the studio at KXT 91.7. Good morning, the future, from the brand new album Permalite. We've been playing that song a lot here, and it's nice to hear a stripped down acoustic version of that.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for playing the song.
Oh, you bet. How and why is Permalite different from previous albums?
It's kind of a Passover question. Why is this night different from other nights? All right, it's an obscure joke. Sorry. It only appeals to a subset of people there, I guess.
And the phones or lines the are lighting
lines
up.
The lines are lighting up after the Passover jokes. Why is this record different? Because we're different. You know, we took a considerable break after our last record, after we were touring. I injured my body pretty badly, and I was unable to play music for a while. And when I was able to play again, I felt this need to make very physical music, and I wanted to make very up-tempo, rhythmic kind of and up-tempo and kind of up in sentiment too. So I wanted to have the kind of urgent, direct sounding record with shorter songs and more of an emphasis on rhythm and making this just a more compact, cohesive sounding record that would all kind of sound like it was done in one place and at one moment in time. So I hope we achieve that. Do you think we achieved that?
Yes.
All right. He's a silent partner.
He's going to keep it quick. It's live.
How do you know when a song is finished? I mean, given all the flexibility of digital recording, editing, mm-hmm. How do you know when it's absolutely finished?
When it's pressed.
Yeah. Yeah, when they tell us... Seriously, you have to finish.
Yeah,
you're running out of time and budget. You know, I don't know. I don't think we ever really know, and I don't think any song we've ever done is perfect or something. I think it's, we just try the best we can, and we try and balance that with everything we need to get done at the time. But I don't really want it to be perfect anyway. I want it to. I think music that I like is imperfect anyway, and I'm not a perfect musician and far from a perfect person, so I don't think we're ever gonna get there. But I don't know. It seemed like it was really nice on this record that we had this producer, Dennis Herring, to kind of push us along and help us decide when to be done.
He would wave the checkered flag for us.
Yeah.
And you went to a totally different studio to record that album with him.
Yeah.
It was in Mississippi, correct?
Yeah, Oxford, Mississippi. Ole Miss. Home of Ole Miss, which might end up being Admiral Akbar.
Yeah, which
side
is
note:
true.
They're changing their mascot. They actually are.
Admiral Akbar is in the top polling right now for their new mascot, which would be really neat.
From Return of the Jedi.
Yeah,
that's the one I was thinking.
Is. Yeah, that's true.
Big squid looking creature.
Yeah, his species is like called the calamari species or something. It's totally absurd, but that would be incredible if he was the new mascot. But yeah, we were at Sweet Tea Studio in Oxford,
lots of Star Wars trivia we can discuss.
Yeah, let's open up the lines.
Absolutely.
To any Star Wars questions you may have, and how
actually,
they relate
his species was.
I believe it was not called the Calamarian.
You gotta be careful.
It's something like that.
How about another song before I ask you more Star Wars questions?
Okay.
All right, get yourself ready. I won't know the answer probably. But...
Get your computer out.
Yeah. All right, nerds, get your Googling ready.
They don't
need
to.
Not know the answer. Do you want to do a?
You want to go Sleepwalker? Let's do that. Or you want to keep rocking?
Let's do a... Yeah.
Stars and Stripes.
We're having a band meeting, guys. Okay. Everyone on the air hear that? Okay, good.
The mic's
on. Let's do Solitary Gun.
Solitary Gun.
We're going to do a song called Solitary Gun.
Okay.
We'll keep on rocking.
Yeah. You ready now?
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Stepped off the train, look for Fruitvale signs. The January air, it whips across my spine. Whoa, 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 whoa. We've been suffering the 6 days since he died. I saw a picture of his mother as she cried. Go to where the people go, we'll dig some peace of mind. And it burns hard, real. The pudding glows the flame, an imaginary sun. They lay there, a boot heel down for a solitary gun. The hand that punches its own face, it begs for more again. Shot a goat lonely from a solitary gun. All right. Sharp saluted and the windows are broken eyes. She said it's emotional and yeah, it's not nice. Will you be the bed for me? Set the world on fire just to see it burn in a consolation urn. My stomach turns to steel. Oh, the pudding clothes the flame, imaginary sun. They lay their boot heel down for a solitary. This moment doesn't happen every night. Shot a goat lonely from a solitary gun. Oh, oh. Brothers, sisters, mothers, business is all gone. Stepped on the neck when we used to just sing songs. Whoa, 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 whoa. The pudding closed the flame in imaginary sun. Down for a solitary gun. This moment doesn't happen every night. Shot a goat lonely from a solitary gun. Oh, 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 oh.
KXT 91.7 Rogue Wave joins us in the studio. Solitary Gun is the song. Very nice, guys. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You've got, speaking in water. You've got lots of music and TV and film soundtracks, too.
Yeah.
We've been a part of them anyway.
And you had a part in a movie with Jennifer Aniston, right? Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, she was not actually physically there when we did it, but and we weren't even physically in Seattle. It was all movie magic. I think we were in...
But she made me rehearse for her for hours.
I know. Over the
grueling
phone. Skype.
Yeah, we were in that movie.
It was called...
Love Happens.
Love Happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and where were we actually physically in Santa Barbara or something? No,
San Diego.
San Diego.
Yeah, but yes, we were. Jennifer Aniston did say our band name.
That's a pretty good plug.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to be selfish for a moment, Pat, ask about your health. I have a two-year-old boy who has a chronic kidney condition.
Really?
And so, yes, I want to ask you what the Detour film is, the documentary Detour is.
Well, that film, Me and this friend of mine, Jim Granato, he's a filmmaker, and I'm the subject of this documentary. It basically is about me undergoing dialysis while we were on tour in 2006, and I did that whole touring cycle on dialysis. So I wanted to make a film that would show the process and show that it's possible to, you know, have a pretty active lifestyle and be on dialysis. And what better way to do it than with your band? So
the dirtiest environment.
Yeah.
Of all.
How do you do that? How do you do that while you're touring?
There's a couple different kinds of dialysis, and I've done this before. I had my first time around with kidney failure back in the early 90s, and so I was familiar with this dialysis already. And it's. I mean, it's a scary thing when you get told, "Hey, you got kidney failure. You are going to have a life change." You know, that's tough enough. So, I thought I'd try to show it in a easy in a more fun and upbeat life. You know, light. but then over the process of filming, I was looking at a 6-year wait, but I got a call only after I'd been on the donor list out in California. I got a call after a year of being on the list, and they said that they had a young man had died, and he was such a good match for me that it shot me to the top of the list. So that's in the film, and then the film also covers our former bass player whose wife was going to give me her kidney. She was in the process of being tested, and it was looking good all the way down to the very last thing, and then it couldn't happen because of a structural thing. It was a kidney stone. But then he ends up passing away about a year after he left our band, and then his organs all got donated, and in the film we meet the two people who got his kidneys, and the film also covers my donor family, the mother and the sister of the kid who passed away and gave me his kidney. So it covers everything, from being on dialysis to getting the transplant to the donor's side of the story and everything. So it's a pretty comprehensive film.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we'll talk more.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, back to the music discussion, really. I'm sorry to take that turn to it, but what are you listening to lately?
What am I listening to lately? Well, I've been listening to this new band called Washed Out. I really like. They have this EP that's really kind of ambient and hypnotic. I think it's really, really beautiful. I've been liking that, and there's this other new band called Real Estate that I've been liking. It's real kind of lo-fi, kind of almost like four-track sounding.
From New Jersey, I think. We've been playing them too. Yeah,
I like them a lot. I think they're pretty neat. There's this guy we've been touring with that we actually met. He actually filled in for a show in Boston because our opening band was stuck in the snow in St. Louis for the show we had in Boston. This guy named JBM is what he goes by, and he's a new artist, and I really like his music, too. It's pretty cool stuff.
I'm playing him, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, excellent. Oh, good. I'm so glad.
We just picked him up and made it part of the tour. We just had one opening band, Avi Buffalo, that were scheduled to tour with us, and he's just by himself, acoustic guitar, and he plays a kick drum and a hi-hat sometimes with just him. It's a very small setup, so it was perfect. He just jumped on the bus I don't know, where is it, Brooklyn or something? Anyway, he jumped on the bus.
Yeah. And now he's just going to tour with us now also. So yeah. he'll join us for the West Coast leg of the tour, and he's our new friend. So that's how it happens sometimes, you know? Accidents will, and
happen.
Unforeseen circumstances will lead you in a lot of different musical directions, you know?
He helps with the loading and everything too. So that's
there we go.
That's he's not getting a free ride.
How about one more song?
All right.
You want to do a Walloging?
You want to tell him?
All right. I'm going to tell you guys, but don't tell anybody.
Okay. We promise.
Right, we're new Sleepwalker. Hopefully. You ready?
Oh yeah. What was that?
Do you remember that? Those notes?
Yes, I think I do.
Yeah.
Yay. All right. I just gave away the song.
You just kind of got some insight into how we rehearse.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. This is a Sleepwalker.
Rogue Wave joins us live here in the studio at KXT 91.7. That's Sleepwalker. Very, very nice, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
And Rogue Wave plays at the Loft tonight in Dallas. What time does the show start?
11, right?
Well, no. I think the first... Oh, yeah. Buffalo going around 9. We'll go on around 10, I would guess. JBM is not with us tonight, sadly, because he's got to head early over to Austin for South by Southwest, so we'll meet up with him shortly.
What time is Ray Davies playing?
Yeah, Ray Davies is playing the same venue tonight, so we're going to be
He's opening up for you.
Yeah, well, on the marquee, it looks like we're opening for him, actually, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But it's actually just two shows at the same place. But we'll see if we can ask Ray Ray to come sing with us. Our set is after his, right?
We should get him on the Electric Bull. Is that over there? It says Gilly's all over the place. That's where the Electric Bull is, right?
Anybody know? I think so. Yes, it is.
Is that where they filmed Urban Cowboy?
Oh, yeah.
They actually
did film
it in that location,
Yes,
right?
They did.
Good, wow. Okay.
Well, we'll have to talk to Ray about that and see what we can come up with. But yeah, we'll go on around 10, I would guess.
Well, please go see Rogue Wave tonight at The Loft. And you can always find complete North Texas concert listings at kxt.org. While you're there, take a look at our live in-studio videos. Thanks so much again, Rogue Wave.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
I'm Joe Cazera. This is KXT 91.7, Music to the Core.